From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello again. We have focused on introverts previously, so now it's time for extroverts. And here's the question. What's the most important thing to know about extroverts and communication? I'd say it's this. Extroverts get their energy from the outer world, from connection and expression. And that's important to know as a leader, especially if you're an introvert, because you get your energy from the life of the mind. That was the number one thing to know, but I've got more for you. Number two, extroverts think by talking. When an idea strikes them, they want to talk it into full bloom. Number three, for that reason, extroverts can seem egotistic. Someone asks for a question or a suggestion, and boy, they've got their hand up right away. But it's not that they think that they're the most important or their idea is the most important. It's just that when the idea strikes them or a thought begins, they just have to get it out there. Number four, for extroverts, experiences are enriched by sharing them with others. Whereas an introvert might vacation solo and enjoy it immensely, an extrovert wants somebody around to talk about what he or she is seeing and doing. It just makes it better. So there's a good chance your extroverts enjoy working on teams rather than in isolation. Number five, in conflict situations or decision-making, extroverts enjoy talking it out, while introverts prefer to think it through. Now, you can see the challenge that might cause during conflict, when I think I want to talk and you want to be quiet. And we can misunderstand this, and so we really need to take that into account in any conflict situation. Number six, extroverts aren't always very good listeners. They're more apt to finish your sentence or jump in and say, oh, I know what you're thinking, and connect. But they have to train themselves to step back and just listen. Number seven, extroverts add energy to a room. An extroverted leader or employee often is like a walking pep talk, which is perfect for a team that needs a little more energy or confidence or connections. It's not so great when the team needs quiet and focus. Number eight, extroverts sometimes need editors. Their emails may be a little longer than necessary because they just want to make sure they've gotten everything out there. And sometimes it's too much information. Number nine, when it comes to recognition and appreciation, extroverts differ from introverts in that public praise or a celebration or some applause, that seems pretty comfortable for them, more so than introverts, who sometimes just want a quiet one-to-one word of thanks. So take that into account. You might like applause. Somebody else may just like that handwritten note. And number 10, when extroverts are on a team making a decision, their voices may dominate. Now, they may say some brilliant things, but having the first words, the loudest words, or the most words doesn't mean that those should be the final words. As a leader who's running a meeting, you always need to make certain that everyone has a voice. And you may say it even at the beginning of the meeting. Let's all get our thoughts out here. Before we finish, I want to go around the table and hear from everyone. You may also ask people just to write things down so that then, by doing that, you've sort of controlled a lot of the unnecessary talk and made certain that everyone's ideas were included in the mix. Remember, it's human nature to think that our own type, introvert or extrovert, is the best, largely because it works for us. But the best leaders don't hire clones of themselves. In fact, they go out of their way to look for variety and diversity, because that makes for better and stronger teams and much more effective decision-making. It means you have to be alert, though, to getting the best out of every personality type. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.